Some of us call them bin chickens, and many of us don't find them particularly attractive, but the ancient Egyptians revered the ibis, and Australian research has shed new light on that relationship. Researchers from Griffith University have looked into the question of where the millions of ibis mummified by the Egyptians actually came from. They say they've disproved the theory that the Egyptians ran industrial-scale bird farms. Barbara Miller has our report.
Well, we actually got those sounds from the internet. Didn't manage to get a bin chicken on tape this afternoon in time for PM. But I haven't had to stray too far from the building to find one. Here, right in front of me, is a fine specimen. And true to its name, it is indeed digging around in a bin. Except I shouldn't really be calling it a bin chicken. Certainly not if I want to talk about the bird and ancient Egypt with Sally Wassef, a postdoctoral researcher at Griffith University.
I wouldn't call them bin chicken, specifically if you're talking to an Egyptian person, because in ancient Egypt, if you killed an ibis even by accident, you will be put to death.
Dr. Wassef and a team of international scientists have tested the theory that the Egyptians were farming the ibis. That understanding came about because millions of the birds have been found mummified. But this research concludes it wasn't farming. Instead, wild birds were being lured and sacrificed. The clues lay in the mummified birds' DNA.
Farming means that you keep the same starting population and offsprings for generations and generations. And that minimizes the differences between the birds. But when you sample from one wild population, you got a lot of diversity in their DNA. And that's what we found with the mummies, the ibis mummies, a lot of diversity.
Fast forward to today, and BirdLife Australia has announced that the ibis has, for the first time, made the top 10 most commonly seen birds in the Aussie backyard bird count. The bird just scraped in at number 10, but the organisation's Sean Dooley says that's significant.
For the first 5 years of the Aussie backyard bird count, we had the same 10 species having a lock on that top 10. It seemed like they were unassailable. So to have the ibis break into the top 10 is quite a significant moment.
Sean Dooley says he thinks more birds are being counted because they are fleeing to urban areas.
The fact is their natural home is the wetlands of the Murray-Darling Basin, and the birds that we see in the cities are not naturally known to occur there pre the 1950s, and they're essentially drought refugees. And this year, with the drought impacting even more severely than last year, the numbers of ibis have increased, it appears, in our urban areas and near the coast.
So do you think we should feel a little bit more empathy with these bin chickens?
Yeah, I think the bin chicken gets a bad rap. What we should be doing is celebrating their resourcefulness.
And at the back of the ABC, there's actually no shortage of admiration for the ibis.
There are a lot of different type of archetypal figures in ancient cultures. If a bin chicken was considered a god in ancient Egypt, I have respect for that bin chicken because it sees opportunity and strikes when it can get something.
They don't bother me in the slightest. They make a great sound when they're nesting up in the tree.
I quite like them. I'm originally British, so seeing a big bird hanging around the streets is the way they do. It's quite unusual.
I think they're cute.
They're cute?
Yeah, don't you think?
The research from Griffith University has been published in the journal PLOS One.
Barbara Miller with lots of empathy there for the resourceful ibis.